Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Go ahead, Will Smith. And we'll bring him down a little bit. There we go. Just about done with Will Smith. Thank you very much for the intro there, Mr. Will Smith. Appreciate it. Stopping by, bringing me in. There we go. Went on a little bit longer than he should have, but we're good. Thank you once again for joining us here on Death of Diets. Just making a couple of adjustments here just as I get done. My mic's decided to move its own direction at the beginning of the show. All right, so another show, Sunday night. And so really what I wanted to get into was the whole aspect of, are you really wasting time when you're working out? Maybe you in particular. But in fact, before we get into that too much, I didn't forget today. Great. That's two in a row. All right. The guest call-in number, if you need to, 914-205-5494. That's 914-205-5494. Give me a buzz. Got any questions, especially overtraining, gains, making gains, not making gains, all that kind of stuff. So the saga continues. If you joined me yesterday, you heard all about just how difficult it can be to get some things done sometimes when you go to doing something really big in your own life. And this has been a goal of mine for a while, to put something together that would benefit tons of people who, for a couple of different reasons, are not, their group has either been overlooked, like travelers, people who travel for work, and just they don't really have anything that they can use to call their own that will help them stay in shape, lose weight, get tone, whatever their goals are, it'll help. And for those that are maybe in more of a smaller space in their living room or bedroom or wherever they have to work out. And so I've been working on this and some other things for a period of time. And I mean, you're talking from scratch. This has gone on with building the website and all that good stuff. And so yesterday I was talking about how much trouble I was having getting this product to launch. And that's why the show was called Failure to Launch. And the other stuff, when you go to the website, deathofdiets.com, what you'll see is you'll see several products up there, and they're all services that I offer. You know, my personal time in talking with someone, in straightening out what it is that's going on with their workout that isn't providing them with the results that they were looking for, whether it was weight loss or toning, or, you know, maybe you wanted increased energy and for whatever reason that's not happening. And so there's adjustments to whatever it is that you're currently doing, or if you're an athlete and you don't necessarily have the ability to get a trainer, there's some options on there where you can call and we can actually talk live about what it is that's going on, what you're trying to get, and get some real benefit from that, really shorten the amount of time it takes for you to get from where you currently are to that goal. And then things that you can implement in your workouts all the time that will make them far more productive than they currently are with less time doing them and shorter amounts of time doing a particular set, whatever that might be. And so those things got up. I put those things up in like an hour. The description and all of that stuff went up in like an hour. But as soon as I had to download video, something like that, I downloaded the first one today. It took about 2 hours. And so I'm working on the internet connection and all of that kind of stuff. In fact, right now I'm not even on my home Wi-Fi system. I'm actually using my phone as a hotspot because I was just so tired of how horrible things were going and trying to do that. I mean, the last couple of shows I've done have been choppy. I get knocked off. And so I did a speed test, and the speed test on my home Wi-Fi, the download speed was fine. It was like nearly 18 gig. After I got done doing everything I could think of, with the exception of a factory reset, and just going back to all the initial settings and trying to work from there, instead of going that drastic and losing some different things on the computer I didn't want to lose, I hooked my phone up to my computer. You just use my phone as the hotspot and tried it again. And I didn't have the download speed, but I had 6 times the upload speed. And yesterday, when I got kicked off of the show, or it got dropped, is essentially what happened. We lost everything. The TV didn't work. Nobody's computer worked. The only way for things to work was to use the phone. And for some reason, it went out, and then it came back in. And so today, I just said, forget it. Until I can get a little bit, until I can get a reliable internet connection, whether, well, and I don't even know if an Ethernet cable will help at this point. So either AT&T is going to have to fix something, or they're just going to have to go. But I didn't have this problem a few weeks ago. I had no issue with anything uploading. I went to just get onto the website for Blog Talk, and I couldn't. The little bit that I was able to accomplish in just getting onto the website took 5 minutes. Just waiting to get onto the homepage for Blog Talk and then try to log in, and I couldn't do that. And then try to create a show, and I couldn't do that. And so I got off of my Wi-Fi connection, went onto my phone connection, and now all of a sudden, works fine. So it's clearly not so much my computer as it is my internet connection. And so we're starting to get things figured out. I learned more about cleaning a computer and cleaning out the cache and where the files and folders are hiding and all of that kind of stuff. I learned more about that than I ever thought I'd need to, but there it is anyway. But, you know, still moving on, still taking the steps. I spent, you know, probably 3 hours, 4 hours working on stuff today. And so I'm going to give the website support a call tomorrow and see if I'm doing everything that I need to do on my end to make sure that this thing gets out there. But we're close. We're very close to the launch. It should be in the next day or two, I hope. And then we can finally really get down to the business of helping people get to where they want to be for the least amount of money possible. And so that's all great stuff. And so with that behind us, let's go ahead and get into, are your workouts not meaning to go? Are you wasting your time working? Does it feel like you're wasting your time working out? So you've had this thing where you've been going to the gym or working out at home on the treadmill, whatever it is that you're doing. And for whatever reason, all of a sudden at some point, it just seemed like it stopped being beneficial. And now you're starting to look at your workout differently and going, yeah, you know, I'm just not real excited about this anymore. And so the questions come from, they stem from the reality that when you started this routine, whatever it was, it had some good promises, and at the beginning, it brought about a certain amount of satisfaction in the goals that you were meeting. You could see yourself getting stronger. You could see yourself losing weight. You were lifting more weight. Your clothes were fitting better. Those types of things. And, you know, that's all great. See, here is the most important part to realize in these systems or programs or whatever it is that you're doing. They need adjustments. That's why with the stuff that I sell on the website at deathofdiets.com, I sell the ability to contact me directly. And so when these types of things start to happen, you can make the adjustment. And until you learn how to make the adjustment, everything that you do runs into this problem eventually. So either you're working out too hard, too much, or you're not working out enough, or you know, perhaps if you're a little bit more advanced, the improper eating is holding you back. And so the question is, what's the difference and how do you know? And it could be you've done the same thing so many times that here's the danger of staying with one thing for a long time. Eventually, rather than being fit, what you become is really good at doing that one thing. So if you're the type that runs a treadmill or rides a bike, something like that, yes, at some point in time, you will reach what you would call just the maximum benefit that you're going to get from that exercise at that speed, at that height of the treadmill or that tension level on the bike or whatever it is that you're doing. Or if you're going in and you're working out and you're lifting the same thing, you're doing the same sets, and you're doing the same reps, and you're wondering why you're not getting anywhere, specific reasons for that. And we'll get into that tonight, and we'll get into how to get through some of that, to get beyond some of those ruts, some of those, and even a little bit of overtraining, and make sure that mentally the fatigue is not there. And so what we want to do is we want to have a person that goes in. We want to have the whole person be able to engage in that workout and be excited about that workout, because you already know. Not that you're dependent on a routine, but you already know what to do in order to make that thing do what you need it to in order to get the results that you're looking for. Because otherwise, we kind of are wasting our time. But the reality is, how do we know that? And myself as a personal trainer, and really the requirement for any personal trainer, is to train the client to whatever degree that they're willing to accept it. Now, some clients do not care about that stuff, and they want you to train them. And if you don't get them the results that they're looking for, they'll just go to somebody else. And that's completely fine. People who are busy professionals, that's the kind of stuff they need. They don't want to think about their workout, and that's completely fine. What they do is they sit down with the trainer and they go, these are the things that I want to have happen. And the guy goes, hey, great, let's do it. And they whip up a routine real quick, and they start, they go through the exercises, and then they make some adjustments, and then they really get after it. And maybe you exceed the expectations. Oh, maybe we're not quite so far along in that particular area. So what we'll do is we'll change some things up. And the next thing you know, everything is catching up and they're losing the weight or they're gaining the muscle and everybody's happy. But they don't really care to know about the science behind it or why things are the way they are. They don't really care about all that stuff. Or maybe they already know and they don't want to have to design a program, sit down and think about all that stuff. So they're coming to you and they're paying you and that's the way it's supposed to be. But other times, those of us that have to buy the programs and don't want to pay a personal trainer forever, what we need to do is we need to understand why things are the way they are in that particular program and whether or not they're going to help us. And then we got to understand that if something goes on, you know, all of a sudden I'm not getting benefits from this workout anymore. We have to understand there are some things to change. And when we understand that, now, just about any program is going to work for us. The only one that doesn't is the one that says, eat this, you know, take this pill and eat what you want and you'll lose weight. Yeah, those don't work. That's pie in the sky. They designed that to make themselves rich. And it works because people buy it. And they make millions of dollars. Lots of them do. And the idea here, here's the thing. And this is how I do. If I'm going to sit down and I'm going to design a program, you give me a call and you've got these certain set of goals that I want. I'm still going to do two certain things every single time. Number one, I'm going to make sure that I put enough stress on the body to cause the body to have to change. That's the first thing I'm going to do. The second thing I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule rest appropriately. And then as we go into it, I'll get into the more advanced stuff. And what I'll begin to do is I'll notice by how long it takes you to recover from the previous workout that we did, I'll notice when it's time to go from, okay, we're building a base to now we're getting into some training. Now we're getting into some good weight training. It's going to take a lot more to make you sore. We don't have to worry as much about injury. All that muscle, that type 2C muscle that happens when you're sedentary for long periods of time, like months or years, and all that stuff is gone now. The body's gotten rid of it. And it's processing normal muscle, and it's building it, and it's adjusting, and it's doing fine, and we're not overwhelming it. We're stressing it. We're putting a demand upon it that it has to adjust to. We're doing that, overdoing it. And then there comes a point in time, usually 3 to 5 weeks down the road, where now we got to shift gears, or else we're going to stagnate because we're not doing enough for the body. What happens most of the time is people come in gangbusters. And I used to do this all the time until I learned better. And those first couple of weeks, man, you're so sore you can hardly move. And it doesn't occur that that's a really high probability for injury. And if you do that enough times, you can actually begin to build scar tissue up in the muscle, and that becomes a real problem. And so you come in, you go nuts, and you maybe even get some good benefits, or maybe you just overtrain really quickly. But every time you work out, you're really sore and you're going after it. And you, man, intensity, intensity, intensity. And, you know, after a period of time, you know, a couple of weeks, a month, something like that, you're fatigued. And you have this mental kind of cloudiness where it's difficult to concentrate. It's difficult to really, focus on something for a period of time. It's difficult to work up the desire, the motivation to get in there and really put that kind of workout in again. Yet that mental fatigue is a sign that you're overtraining, that you're beginning to overtrain. And there's different levels of it, but if you are constantly tired, you've got to learn how to change things up. And so you may need an extra day of rest. And so let's say I've gone this first 3 to 5 weeks and my client now has their base, that amount of muscle in, or they've reached that stage where the bad muscle is gone. The body's gotten rid of it and put good muscle in its place. And this type of muscle is much less prone to injury, and the body can actually use it in functional movements like weight training or something that you'd have to do in life. And then what we have to do is now we have to start upping the intensity, but not necessarily the frequency. And that's what you begin to watch for when you have to switch those gears. And then after between a couple of months and several months, it can differ depending on what the goals are, that sort of thing, we get to a place where we have to make another adjustment. Now, in my own personal experience, I'm able to go heavier sets, but not more sets. And oftentimes I get to remove a day from the workout or from the rest. But I'm always concerned about the rest. So we're still stressing the body to the point where it has to change, but we're not overdoing it. And then we're still scheduling the rest. But what we're watching for is, we want that time that they're tired or that, you know, that they're fatigued and they know that they've worked out. They can feel that in their muscle, but they're not, they don't have this inability to concentrate, or they don't have this insomnia, which can be caused by overtraining. Actually, you can have insomnia simply from overtraining. You're so tired, you just can't get to sleep. Now, what's so ridiculous, and I don't know the scientific portion behind all of this stuff, but if you go and you lay your head down to go to sleep and you can't turn your brain off, there's a possibility that you're overtrained. Now, if you're not suffering from depression, this can often happen with that as well. But if that's not one of your issues, you've been training, you've been getting after it. There's, you know, you want to lose so much weight for a wedding, or it's summertime, you got a beach to go to, or so you're trying to lose some weight and you're go, go, go. And then you go to lay down, but you can't sleep. You're tired. You know you got to rest. You know your body needs to recover, but you just can't get that good quality sleep like you usually do. That's the symptom of overtraining. That's where some of that fog comes from. And that's, as if I'm talking to my client comes in, I go, whoa, you know, man, tough day, or what happened? They go, no, I just haven't been sleeping good lately. I go, okay, great. And so instead of that weightlifting routine that we're getting ready to do, now we go over and we do like some stuff with a kettlebell, or we do some push-ups, or we do some good core stuff. I got cool stuff that I do, so we're not just over there doing like calisthenics like we're in basic training. But then we do some cool stuff, and then I send them home. And they're like, well, wait a minute. How come we're not lifting weights and stuff? Eh, you'll see. And I go, you know what? Take tomorrow off too. Well, you know, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. Yeah, I understand. Now, understand. Oh, can I give you a great rule that you need to understand? This is so powerful. This is one of the greatest rules you'll ever learn about working out, regardless of what your goals are. If you stop reaching your goals, you have to rest. You have to rest a little bit more. Take an extra day off. Take 2 extra days off. And then go back in and don't work so hard. You know, kind of work your way back up to where you were over a week or two. Now, here's the rule that you have to understand. You do not grow in the gym. You grow outside of the gym. It's what you eat. It's the amount of sleep that you're getting. It's the quality of sleep that you're getting. It's your time away from the gym. And I would encourage you, take some vacation here and there. It is not the end of the world if you have to take a week off, or if you just go into you're on vacation and you're like, man, you know, I've been doing so good on my workouts and stuff. I'm really humming. I'm seeing great results, and you don't want to lose it. Now, understand, if you go a week and you don't pump a bunch of iron, you'll be okay. You can go in and you can use some cable stuff, and I've included some of that in my Hardcore 4. And then there'll be some other stuff coming out. There'll be some other videos that'll be on the website, or I'm kind of going back and forth between a YouTube channel and the website. I've been posting videos on the website because I never have to worry about commercials. But I might go to a YouTube channel just because it's easier to upload. So we'll see what happens, especially if you got a big long one. So we'll see what happens there. Now, you do not grow in the gym. You work hard in the gym and then you leave the gym behind. Now it's how you eat and it's how you sleep that makes all the difference. And your time in the gym will be determined by your schedule, obviously. Now, if you work out, you know, if you have a really physical job, if you work hard, then you'll not be able to be in the gym as much. And when you are there, it may be, these times may be exaggerated. They may be, it may be 2 months before you're able to shift gears. It may be a year before you're able to, before you're really able to recover in less time from a workout, simply because your body burns so much energy and uses those muscles so much. They don't have the rest time in between. I've experienced that myself. And so I don't have that ability to recover. You know, your kids, they're in school. So they go to school and they sit down all day. You know, if you're doing hard physical labor out there, you know, you don't get to do that. So it's difficult to keep up with their ability, not to mention the neurological factors of, you know, the guys, you know, in high school, they just got testosterone and growth hormone pumped through their veins. And so they have those neurological benefits as well. And so as we go through, we have to keep these factors in mind, and we have to be able to discern what the body is telling us about what's going on. And then we have to make our changes accordingly. And we're not talking major changes. We're not talking, hey, take a month off. That's not what we're doing. And we're not saying, you have to sleep better and have less stress in your life and all these generalities that would be great. And that would happen if that's all you had to do for a living is, you know, go to the gym for an hour a day. You know, then you could get the rest and the food and whatever else you needed. That would be a piece of cake, but that just isn't reality. And so as we're going through, we're making appropriate changes, and we're doing the things that we need to do to grow, but we're not doing too much. The intensity level isn't, I'm going to go in there and go nuts. The intensity level is sometimes it's really hard. Sometimes I really go after it. You know, like let's say I worked out. I had a not real heavy workout on Friday, but I'm just gassed on Saturday. I know it's a bad day to work out. So I take Saturday and Sunday off. I go back in on Monday, brother. I'm ready to go. I got 6 hours Sunday night into Monday. Let's go. Let's go get it. And so that's what we do. And the workout becomes enjoyable because you're not just slogging through this horrible routine and you're in there for an hour. You go in 30 minutes maybe, 20 to 40 normally. And in the case of the stuff that I'm going to be posting on the website pretty soon, 10 to 20. And believe it or not, you can get a lot done, especially if you're sedentary most of the day. We work our way through, we make the necessary changes, we take real life into account, we rest a little bit more sometimes when we need to, you know, maybe take a little melatonin or something and see if that doesn't do the trick. But if it's not helping, then we back off a little bit on the intensity and we give an extra day's rest. And then before long, you're right back to normal. You've got that mental acuity, that alertness, that brightness, that sharpness. And then, boom, we know we can go right back into things. And we have to learn our body so that we can understand the difference between, I'm just kind of tired. I'm just kind of, you know, wore out from the weekend or whatever. And I'm overtraining. I can't focus. I can't concentrate. I haven't been able to sleep very well lately. You know, I'm a little lethargic. It seems like I'm a step slow on everything. Yeah, you know what? Well, let's dial back the intensity. Let's turn things into fun. Let's not use this to stress you out. Let's use this to maybe produce a little bit of energy instead of take it. And so the way I've trained my son is, there's a thing, and I've described it before. It's where we leave two in the tank. We leave one in the tank, or we leave two in the tank. And when we worked out on Saturday, there was an exercise or two, might have been Friday, where we left three in the tank. And instead of doing sets of eight, we did sets of six, when we could have done nine or ten. Ten is like you're passing out on that last rep. I mean, you just everything you got. And so one of the other things that we do is when we have one of those really intense sets, he holds on to the weight, onto the bar. And he kind of squats down. This is when he's doing squats. And he just kind of squats down and stays close to the ground until he knows he's not going to pass out. Because if you've ever seen these videos on YouTube of person squatting real heavy weight, they'll be like, yeah, when they get done and they go to walk away from the weight and they just pass out. They just fall over because they were stressing so hard that, boom, the blood's gone from the head and there's no oxygen in there and away they go. And so those are funny to watch if you've ever seen them. They just kind of take a header right off their little platform that they're lifting on. But we really can make real life differentiations between these things like overtraining and being sleepy or, you know, having a tough day. And, you know, sometimes you have that tough day where the boss was a jerk or, you know, traffic stunk or whatever, and you get in there to work out and you just go nuts and it's an awesome workout. You're, you know, instead of doing two reps of something, you do eight of them and you're like, you know, you're just blowing yourself away, but you just really had it that day. Well, the goal in doing this is, number one, do no harm when we're working out. And then number two, the next goal is, let's not always be in this place where we're taking from the body. You know, let's every now and then, let's give the body a break. Let's add to it. You know, we'll do some stuff that'll create some energy. You know, we'll oxygenate the body with some good cardio stuff. We're still lifting weights. We're still doing movements that aren't treadmill, bicycle, run around the lake, you know, stuff like that. We're still working out inside, but we're not doing squat. We're not doing bench, and we're not going for max reps, or maybe let's do a superset or something. We're not just constantly take from the energy levels. Sometimes we give the battery a little bit of time to recharge before we go back in. And so these are the types of things that you get from the systems that I'm putting out and from the products that I've already got out there. And what will happen is you'll go on the website, you'll see, you know, a variety of different things. Do you just want an hour's worth of time to chat? There's that on there. Do you want me to spend an hour or so looking over what you're doing and then talking to you and making adjustments and really changing your outlook, not just your program, but your outlook on how you're doing the things you're doing at the gym? Because what I want you to understand is, working out is not supposed to be a grind. It's supposed to be healthy. It's supposed to help you. It's supposed to add to you. It's supposed to make your life better. And if it's this constant grind and thing that you hate, number one, you won't stick to it. The old adage, what's the best workout? The answer is whichever one you'll stick to. But you'll stick to something that you like. And so we're not trying to steal from the body, take from the body, compromise the immune system, not give you the ability to sleep. Those are all less than desirable outcomes, I would imagine. And so these are the types of things that I want to do for you. And the experience and the changing schedules, man, I mean, you change a job, you change schedules, you work late, you have a more physical job, you have a less physical job, and, you know, all of the different changes that can occur to a real person. Not the guy you read about in the magazine, not the professional athlete, not the professional bodybuilder, but you and I got 9-to-5 jobs, or in my case, much different than that. And for those of us that work a lot more hours than that or have a really physical job and we're going, how do I even get in there to work out? What do I do? And, you know, what is it like? What is it really like to stress the body? And do I have to lift heavy weights every time? And all of these questions that are swirling about, I'll answer as many of them as I can on the website and on these types of programs. But the big thing to remember is I can do a whole lot for you, not just for, you know, what you need in a program or any of that kind of stuff, but your outlook on it. You know, one of the things I've joked with some of the folks I talk with or my son or whoever I talk to about training, and I said, you know, I'm really thinking about doing a diet program that says, and it's simply called this, eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full, diet plan. Just to put a diet out there, because it almost seems like, you know, if you want to make $1 million, just throw it out there and people just go, oh, this is the most amazing thing ever. And yeah, I mean, you got to make it sound more scientific, like you're tricking the body. This one amazing trick or these two amazing tricks helped me lose 75 pounds in a matter of minutes or, you know, whatever the case is. And so it seems like if you put that kind of garbage with your program, everybody goes crazy. If you're just honest with them and say, hey, let's do this, you'll like it, you'll have time for everybody else and all the other things in your life, you don't have to switch everything all over the place in order to make this happen. No two-hour segments in the gym, no hour-long segments in the gym, times training, we don't have to do all that stuff. And so once you understand how this works, it's not your whole life. We're not professional athletes, we have to pay to do this stuff. And so that's the kind of thing that I want to do for the people that want to work with me. I would be more than happy to help you. Go to deathofdiets.com, check that out. info@deathofdiets.com. Check all that out and give me a contact. You know, shoot me an email if you need something. And hey, you know what? Will Smith is patting me on the shoulder. He's saying, hey, you know what? It's time to get jiggy with it again. It's time to leave. So we're going to check on out of here. I will talk to you again pretty soon and be checking the website for what's coming with the new program, Hardcore 4. And I'll talk to you soon. Bring it.
Big Willie style, all in it. Getting jiggy with it.